Tell me when. Wait, was it going then?
Hey friends,
welcome to Inside Out Growth Podcast,
hosted by me, Molly,
and me, Paris.
From fitness to friendships
and self-love to studies,
we're here as your friends. So chill out
and relax
whilst we help you to grow on the inside
to glow on the outside.
Just a quick pre-warning that we do speak about calories in this episode, so if that's something that you find triggering, then please feel free to click off this and to click on any of our other episodes.
Hey guys!
Hey!
Happy Wednesday!
Welcome back to another episode of Inside Out Growth.
I know, back and better than ever. We are, well, Paris and Molly are, I'm feeling alright, but it took me a while. I was feeling a little bit worse for wear after the big weekend.
Yes.
We had
my
21st, which was really fun, but quite an intense evening.
The next day I was just out, like I didn't do it. I didn't move from my bed.
Literally, my parents were down and they were like, oh, we got a table at Flat White, which is this really good brunch place. So we all just, everyone that was saying my house just like trailed into Flat White for brunch, which was so nice and so needed because I was on the ropes personally. Balance, babe.
Exactly, balance is what we preach.
Yeah, so it was a really good weekend, had a good booty, and now we're well and truly into exam season.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I'm not looking forward to it.
No, so today we're going to be discussing about how your nutrient intake, your dietary intake, your energy demands and needs shouldn't change when you're injured, when you're immobile, when you're not moving, mm-hmm. when you're in a rest day. Because mm-hmm. I think it's really important and it's been quite a prevalent conversation I've been having with people recently. And from both of us that have experienced injury, fatigue, things like that, more often than not these days, I think it was quite a suitable topic today.
Yeah, definitely. That's something I used to struggle with was, especially on rest days, like even sort of beyond injury, because I also had this like toxic thing back in the past of if I was injured, I would still go to the gym and like, I wouldn't actually allow myself to rest, so I would still sort of like eat the same. But on rest days, I used to really struggle with accepting the fact that I needed to eat the same amount. And that's so like, oh, it's such a
twisted way.
Yeah, it's so also hard to overcome. I was having this conversation with somebody yesterday was also struggling with the same thing, because I feel like in your mind it's just like, you know, you equate food to exercise and like you see food as a reward to exercise because everybody's like, oh, like if you want to grow your muscles, like you need to eat your protein and like you have a protein shake after you work out. There's so much around food and exercise that it kind of just, you subconsciously draw links between the two in your mind,
and then you also feel like, as you said, reward. It kind of, as soon as basically you've exercised, you've depleted the energy storage, so you're relying on yourself to fuel yourself and almost reinstate that energy deficit that's been lost. But in the real world, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
And today we're going to hit you with the facts and stats as to why we don't think this is the right thing to do. So first of all, we have to start with our win of the week.
Oh yeah, how could I forget?
I know. So do we do my, I know mine, do
you, you go. I still have to think.
Okay, so my win of the week was definitely my dad coming and surprising me. My mom was originally coming for my 21st, and obviously I was so excited that she was coming, but was so gutted that my dad was gonna be there, because he does kind of just, they work very well as a duo. So I was like, but he really, really kindly surprised me. I was going to some drinks with my mum before my dinner for my birthday, and my dad was just sitting in the restaurant. He came all the way over from Singapore, so it was a pretty surreal experience. And like, I was always that person. I was like, I really want to be surprised. And one day, which was that day, I finally was. So that was really nice. That was my one of the week.
Honestly, that was so sweet when I saw the picture of your dad on your story, because I knew that you were kind of like a bit upset that he wasn't coming. I was speaking to your mom about this as well, that just the fact that like
My God, Molly met so my parents cute. That was quite fun.
That was really
part
fun
of the fam. That was really cute.
Yeah, I know, they're so nice, that as you would expect them to be.
Oh yes, yeah, so cute. Okay, your wow.
My wow. I don't know. Gosh.
It's been quite
it's been a week.
Yeah.
It's been quite a week.
Exam season's minimal wows, but...
Yeah, minimal wows.
We have to find them. We have to find them because that's the only way to get through. Oh, okay.
Oh!
Oh, stay.
I guess my win of the week is a partial win of the week that's still going to go into next week. So maybe it'll be my win of the week next week as well.
A double, whoa.
A double, yeah. But Jimmy came back from Colombia.
Oh my God, wait. I completely forgot about, I haven't even spoken to you about this.
He came back from Colombia.
Is he here?
No.
When is he coming here?
I'm going home tomorrow and he's coming to mine on Saturday.
Oh my God.
But that is a win of the week because I think, like, just not to be...
No, just be cringe.
I don't know if it's going to, no, like, come out really weird, but, like, the fact he went on a year abroad and, like, we managed to get through it.
Yeah.
Like, it
was
That's
a huge win.
Yeah, and it wasn't,
it's
like
a win of the bloody year.
Yeah, because everybody was like to me before, like, this will make or break your relationship. And I was just there, like, like, I'm scared. But yeah. It's been absolutely fine. And, like, it's just such a dream now that he's home. And I'm so happy. And that's been the thing that's been getting me through this week. I'm like, it's fine because in a few days, I'm going to go home. And Jimmy's going to be there. And it's going to be perfect.
I'm single, guys. Don't worry. If you're feeling bad about yourself.
So, yeah, that's my wow. Thanks, Jimmy. Constantly providing the wows.
Really cute. Okay, rack track.
Rack track.
My rack track is going to be... Okay, it's not a rack track as per usual. Actually stepped foot in the gym today for the first time ever, which is really nice to see Molly in there, and brought one of my besties with me too. So it was just all in all a very good day. But my song at the moment is Rush by Lewis Capaldi. He does it like in collaboration with someone else, but like, I don't know, it's just, I wake up and I'm like, hey Google, play Rush. It's just such a good song. Quite hearty. I don't know, just a good one. That's fine.
I love that. My rack track. Again, I've not really been feeling like.
Yeah, so relate.
I just go to the gym and I just put like on my most recent search, and then it's just one song that just plays on repeat.
Cause yeah,
I'm just kind of out of it at the minute.
Relatable.
But I think. Oh my God. Okay, no. So I have this like one playlist I didn't make myself. It's just Apple Music, like, motivation playlist.
But every time you do Apple Music.
Yeah, because I get it for free. So
yeah,
I just
fair.
Save my money. Bulletproof.
Oh, yeah. Good. By
I feel
LaRue,
like it just, it just gets me, like, riled up a little bit. So I'm like, yeah, this will do.
Yeah, always reminds you of Pitch Perfect, that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bit of a tune. Yeah. Okay. Well, no one's ever got the songs I sing, but I got that one. Right, so tick, we're now on to the good stuff. So yeah, basically, for those who don't know, I have had some really, really bad lower back problems, to the point where I haven't actually strength trained for about 3 months, which has been really hard because, as I say all the time, such part of my routine, lifestyle, etc. So kind of finding something new that doesn't hurt my back has been quite a task, but. Recently I'm kind of back into the gym, but I'm still injured to the point where I can't go and do excessive things for a very long time. Like, I went and tried to run the other day because my physio said that I was able to, which was really good, but at the same time, like, I had a goal of in May doing 3 runs a week, but kind of had to revise that and was like, I can't literally go from 0 to 3. Like, I can't do that. So 1 a week at the moment has been really good, but it's kind of like, I used to be, well, when I was in full form, full action, I used to be walking to work, do a workout, walking to the library, do this, do that, do that, do that, do that. And I was just so active all the time. I'd be racking up my steps and blah, blah, blah. And therefore, I was like, okay, fuel. I would literally see, like, I was so excited to eat my next meal. And I still definitely am, but it took me a while to kind of adapt to the fact that energy... burning energy doesn't kind of mean that you have to eat to like fuel. I think intuitive is the best word to describe that.
Yeah I think there's kind of like this toxic expectation that can just develop completely subconsciously because of all like the labels around food and exercise, but
sure,
it's that kind of idea that you exercise to earn food, like
yeah.
So for example, I don't know if you have like MyFitnessPal, for example, and then you can like put in how much exercise you've done, then it says, oh, you should eat like this much more or something, or you should eat this much less, like depending on your goals. It just doesn't work like that. Like,
it's not an equation.
It's not. And food is definitely not in any circumstance ever a reward for exercise, and I think that's something that needs to be reinforced, because it was something that definitely sort of subconsciously developed in my head, and then as a result it just like spiraled this or caused sort of this really unhealthy relationship with food and exercise to just spiral out of control. So if I had had like a rest day or something, I would think that I should eat less, when actually like that's so counterproductive to goals of like muscle building and growth. I'm sure, like, as you know, I mean, Paris is a sports scientist, so she knows quite a lot about like energy balance, energy equations, the importance of like actually eating to support your goals, and she can probably give a lot more insight into that than I, because I don't know, I'm not a science girl.
But she is a PT and slash like lifestyle, like just slayer, so
historian.
Well, I kind of want to emphasize is that when you're recovering or injured, or maybe just don't feel like exercising one day, you want to make sure that you, if you know you're not in a goal or stage that you want to lose weight, you want to be in the avoiding a calorie deficit. So this basically, for those who don't know what that means, it means we're burning more calories than we're consuming. So our total daily energy expenditure, which is also known as our TDEE, is made up of loads of factors that isn't just exercise. So that's basal metabolic rate, which is called BMR, which is how much the body burns during rest, the thermic effect of food, which is called the TEF, which is the amount of calories burnt whilst digesting food, and then also physical activity. So your BMR, which is your basal metabolic rate, how much you burn during rest if you're sitting in bed doing nothing, it accounts for approximately 60% of our daily energy expenditure. So you're normally burning a lot more than you think, therefore on rest days you need to be eating more than you think. That's why sticking kind of just to what you know and what you normally do is the most important thing. I think if you really get a bit obsessed with numbers, it can kind of, as we were saying before, turning to into an equation, which is what we want to avoid, because everyone's different. Molly and I are both very active individuals, but we have completely different BMRs, TEFs, like it's all very different. So want to make sure that you kind of, when you're injured, I think one of the things that I'm really proud of myself for doing is I was like, okay, well, I can't take care of my body in terms of exercise, therefore I'm going to really hone in on like the nutrients that I should be kind of fueling it with. So I really want to talk about like the importance of our macronutrients when you're injured or just on rest days, because that means you are someone that is quite active. So macronutrients is basically your three macros, which is your protein, your carbohydrates, and your fat. So when you're eating protein, your body basically uses this for like growth and repair. So whenever your body experiences a health disturbance or a sickness or an injury, extra protein actually is required for muscle growth or muscle maintenance. So you want to make sure you're consuming a lot of it, because if that's in a deficit, your healing will take longer, your inflammation will increase, and muscle loss may also occur.
So that's really interesting. So when, presumably when you were injured and completely out of any exercise, you were still sort of really prioritizing your high protein diet. I think like for me that was definitely something I thought, well, if I hadn't been to the gym, I could just be a bit lax with my protein that day. But is that like counterproductive?
100%. So basically when you're injured, your body will start to obviously, when you're burning calories through your BMR and your TEF and stuff, if you don't eat enough protein to maintain that muscle that you've built, your body will start, instead of burning like energy through food, it will start to burn energy through your muscle mass, which is completely counterproductive to what you wanted to do. So like my coach, my fitness coach was like, make sure you don't stop eating protein, because that's something that's going to maintain your muscle mass, because your body, if you're not eating enough food to fuel your body for that growth, for that repair, it's going to start relying on other things that provide it energy, so protein and things like that. So I would definitely say an emphasis on products that are rich in leucine. So leucine is an essential amino acid, which is really vital in growth and repair of muscle, skin, and bone. So there's two types of amino acids, which is derived from protein. That's essential and non-essential. Essential amino acids are types of amino acids you have to get from food or external sources. Therefore, they have to be dietary. Within your dietary intake, and non-essential amino acids are the things that your body synthesizes by itself, so it produces on its own. So you want to make sure that you're getting those non-essential amino acids through your diet. So it's just crazy what our bodies do with the food that we are given, and I think a huge emphasis is on what we add to our diet rather than what we can take away. Do you agree?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it does kind of give food for thought,
yeah,
if you like that. Obviously to maintain your protein levels and to maintain like your other levels of macronutrients, essentially when you are injured or at rest, you know, whether you're, you know, it could be even if you're absolutely fine and you're just having a rest day, to maintain those levels you have to be eating the same amount of calories, surely. You know, it's the same, the values of the carbohydrates, the calorific values of the carbohydrates, fats and proteins are gonna obviously have to remain the same.
Yeah, literally, like it just, it, when you hear it articulated in the science perspective of it, you see, oh my god, it's not just me being in a calorie deficit because I'm not burning enough energy for one day. Like your body relies on the fuel. It's not gonna go, okay, she's not training today, therefore we're gonna burn less energy. Like your BMR is over half of how much your body needs fuel for the day. So you can't rely on physical activity to determine how much your body needs.
Yeah, and even if you're just having a rest day, like not actually in the gym, like maybe you're cleaning the house, like maybe you're doing some
hoovering. There's so many things. Like
doing some gardening.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know. You're out and about. Like
literally, I can't agree more.
So that's like the BMR is literally just you laying in bed doing nothing. Like it doesn't account for you like getting up and having a shower, like washing your hair. Or, you know, just walking to the shops to get some food or something, even walking around the shops to get your food.
Yeah, exactly. Fiddling if you're on the desk, like with your hands or with your foot, like that all it requires energy, which is derived from food.
I think it's really important to definitely break it down to science perspective, because I think we're in positions now, well certainly for me and probably for you as well, where like you can take toxic thoughts that we've had, like oh you should like eat loads less, or like you have to earn your food through exercise, but it's nice to know the science behind that.
Yeah, for sure.
So rather than just like reading an Instagram post of someone telling you, oh, like, you know, exercise, food, sorry, isn't a reward for exercise, it's nice to hear the science behind it.
Yeah, because that's why I love it.
Yeah, I think like some people as well, they like to rationalize it like that. Like you could tell me like, oh, you know, if you, just because you haven't worked out on this day doesn't mean you should eat less, and I'll take it as that, because like
I
don't really analyze it beyond that point. Yeah. But for some people it's so useful, especially if you have like an interest in science and
how your body works.
Exercise, how your body works, exactly. It's so nice to hear that broken down and just realize that your body is so, it's like calling
it's
out
so
for
clever.
All of these macronutrients even when like you don't think they're necessarily that relevant.
Like I've said this all the time, but for example with carbohydrates, our prime at the only thing that our brain uses for fuel is glucose, and it's one of the simplest forms of carbohydrate. So anytime you eat a carb, if that's like broccoli's a carb, fruits are carbs, potatoes are carbs, your body breaks it down into glucose and then uses it immediately for energy. So for example, like what's a quick releasing carb? Rice Krispie bites.
Oh yeah,
right?
Squares bars.
Then you have like square slow releasing carbs, which will be over time, which is like
wholemeal things.
So like
wholemeal bread, pasta.
So breaks it down to glucose, uses it immediately, or stores it as glycogen, which is stored glucose basically. So it's a critical part of our cellular health and maintaining that. And glucose gives our cells chemical energy and heat, which is what they need to function. So therefore it's also just a major part when it comes to recovery, because it allows ourselves to heal and mend things, whether that is when you're in the gym lifting heavy weights on a rest day, and you're obviously on your rest days, and when you rest and when you sleep is when we give time for our muscles to grow and synthesize. So not eating enough carbohydrates could prompt us to kind of sacrifice our lean body mass as fuel for the body, and therefore we'll be burning, instead of glucose or carbs, we'll be burning muscle, which is not what we want.
Yeah, that's so counterproductive. Always makes me think when people kind of go on these like no carb keto diets.
It's so bad for you.
Like, what are you actually doing to your body? Like, maybe, I don't know, it's easier for you to stay in a calorie deficit if you're not eating carbs, but like, what is that actually doing to you inside?
And you're never going to be able to sustain that for your whole life.
Yeah, it's so unsustainable.
And your brain, like, that's why people with that really struggle with eating and things like that, that's why they have such low energy all the time, because they have no, like, everything has carbs in it. So, like, let's say you have, like, I don't know, some broccoli or, like, loads of spinach or something. That all has carbs in it in some way or form. But it's just
like not enough, like having enough. Like, if you're not eating bread, like, bread is such an easy source of carbs. Like, I have crumpets every day. I eat bread in every meal, literally every meal of the day. I have some form of bread. For breakfast this morning, I had an egg muffin. For lunch, I had a chicken roll. Haven't had my dinner yet, obviously, but dinner last night I had noodles, and I had three crumpets after. Like,
oh yeah, your dessert platters, I'm sorry, I'm a bit obsessed.
I love them, they're like the highlight of my day.
That's so cute. Do you like watch food, like movies or like TV when you're eating it?
Yeah, I do. It's like my wind down.
I love that. That's my favorite part of my day.
If you guys don't follow me on Instagram,
@grow.withmom,
guys, just a little plug, Pascal Fuel,
dropping in.
I was doing it more at home in the holidays. I'm going home tomorrow, so watch out for the dessert pass content, because I don't have to buy as much food myself when I go home. Thanks, mum and dad.
Stop.
I would do these like dessert platters. So finish my dinner, then for dessert, I would have like a big yogurt bowl, lots of like protein and granola, fruit. And then I would have like two crumpets or like a tea cake. Just like a little chocolatey thing as well on the side. And it'll be my little dessert platter. And then I'll go into my room. I'd like find something on YouTube, sit down, watch it, and just wind down. I know. It's just like, it's bliss. I looked forward to it every day.
Yeah, and
like,
I actually so agree.
In the holidays, I was revising. Well, I wasn't revising, actually. I was doing essays and all this stuff, and I was so stressed all day. But I was like, it's fine, because in the evening, after my dinner, I'm going to take myself off to my room, and I'm just going to have me time. Yeah. I'm not going to think about my work.
Yeah.
And it was such a luxury. But honestly, like, if I didn't eat carbohydrates, I would not be able to function.
No.
Like, sometimes you, like, oh my God, it was so bad. I went to do some work the other day in just a little cafe. And it was like, probably at 11:30 in the morning. And I was falling asleep at my desk. And I had a banana in my bag, ate it. And literally within like 15 minutes, I was like, back.
Yeah.
I was back on it.
No, don't rely on like caffeine to do that, because.
Yes. Like, yeah, don't rely on caffeine.
Yeah, I love coffee and I'll have two a day. But I should only be having one a day. But that's another problem for another time.
Food sources, like getting your nutrients.
Food first approach.
Getting your nutrient sources through food is what should be your utmost priority. And caffeine does help. And I can't lie, I do have caffeine before I train. I have pre-workout. But I usually train really early in the morning. And I still have like a banana and a Nature Valley bar as well. So I'm still carb loading and getting caffeine in.
I'll give you a fun fact. Eating a banana prior to a workout can help you meet your needs for potassium. Ooh. And promote muscle function and prevent cramps. Bananas are rich in potassium, an important mineral that can support muscle contractions. Low levels of potassium may also cause muscle cramps.
That's really interesting.
It's quite interesting. So that's when we go into also like vitamins and minerals, which is other parts, is that's like micronutrients. But sorry, I forgot about my fats. So monounsaturated fats are really, really, really important. When you are injured or again just resting, and omega-3s, so it aids with collagen disposition, which is basically collagen is a part of, it's like a form of protein that is really good for your hair and your nails and your skin. So it's basically a key part of rebuilding the process in which tissues gain the strength and structure necessary to absorb the impact and force from lifting weights, from walking, from running, all that stuff. So forms of omega-3s and monounsaturated fats are avocados, nuts, seeds, olive oil, fatty fish, at salmon. So these are just really important parts. So I would say if you're injured, like, you have to really hone in into the four pillars of health, and those are my favorite things ever. One of my coaches, my fitness coach, told me about it. So nutrition, exercise, relaxation/stress, and sleep all work together to keep your mind and body healthy. Let's say your exercise regime is a bit off, you're injured, whatever. You want to make sure that you're still keeping that house afloat. So you have four pillars. Imagine four sticks, and then you've got like a roof on the top. You want to make sure that you still keep the nutrition, relaxation, and sleep part of those pillars really strong. So if the exercise one falls off, don't just let it fall to the ground. I think something that's really important also is the all or nothing approach. You can't think, oh, sod it, my exercise regime's shit, I'm just going to completely give up, like, I'm going to eat whatever I want, I'm just going to not put effort into what I'm eating, I'm just going to eat junk food all the time and stuff like that. You want to make sure that you're nourishing your body. Yeah, have some junk food, but also counterbalance that with foods rich in leucine, monounsaturated fats, and things like that to keep those four pillars afloat. I think definitely don't let them all fall over, because that's just going to make you crumble and fall into quite a deep loophole.
Yeah, I think on that basis, it's then really important to do that and to kind of maintain and keep the other pillars of health as strong as possible. Because mm-hmm. if you don't, and like, say for example, you can't exercise because you're injured, or you can't exercise even because you've like gone on holiday, or you can't exercise because you're having a rest day.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that you might let these other pillars become weaker on those days or during those times is subconsciously creating a really toxic relationship in your head with all of them.
Yeah.
Like, all of these pillars have to work interchangeably. They have to work together so that, like, you know, your exercise has fallen down, but that's okay because the other three pillars are going to keep you afloat and are going to keep you healthy and keep you strong and keep you functioning. So that's another thing. Like, obviously, if you can't exercise, and you're injured or whatever, obviously Paris has said that it's so important to eat the same, like, keep nourishing yourself, have the junk food, but also have the good foods, but also making sure quantity of food. This is something we've, like, you know, sort of stressed this whole podcast episode, is that if you take anything from this podcast whatsoever, it's that you have to eat the same amount regardless of whether you're exercising or not. If you think about it, out there are so many people who don't exercise. Yeah. So many people don't go to the gym, don't play a sport. Like, for me, before I came to uni, that was me. I didn't do anything. I just, you know, like, would take my dog around the block for like 15 minutes, maybe like once a week. I'd walk to get my bus to school, which was like a 5-minute walk from my house.
Yeah.
The only walking I would do is like around school to get to my different lessons. And I had a normal body, and I still ate the same, like,
healthy body.
Yeah, and I wasn't like, oh, maybe I won't have my dinner tonight because I didn't do any exercise. Because as someone who didn't exercise, I just didn't have this relationship with, or this idea that exercise meant food, because it doesn't.
No.
So if you think about it, there's so many people that you'll probably know in your life who don't exercise. That doesn't mean they don't eat. Like,
I think about I actually have quite a few friends that, like, just don't really have a passion for exercise, fulfill themselves and fill their cups in other ways that don't involve exercising, which for some people, like, there's science that can tell you that exercise improves mental health and like body composition and blah, blah, blah. But some people, it just doesn't float their boat, and some people it just doesn't work. One of my best friends, she doesn't really exercise. She loves her walks, and that's like time for herself. But other than that, nothing. And she has a like great body, a happy social life, like no issues. And do you know what I mean? Like, you can't get fixated on the fact that exercise equals food, because it's so frustrating. I've been there, and so has Molly, and it's just, it's so much more taxing on your mind to think, okay, so I did 30 minutes of exercise, that means I can have this and this and this. I did cardio today, so that means I can have more carbs. But then if I do blah, 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 none of it makes sense, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah, it's literally like bullshit, like actually bullshit. There is no truth to what your mind is telling you.
Yeah, where are you getting this information from?
Where is your mind getting this information from? And if it's from someone that you've seen on social media or a website online that does not have a good source to it, then
at
just
Healthline.
Oh my gosh, yeah, at Healthline. Then just get rid. Like, I was gonna say unless you've seen a specialist, but a specialist would not be telling you that anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So just take it from us. Like, obviously, Paris has broken down the science behind why you need to eat the same. And why it is actually really, really important to eat the same when you're resting or when you're injured.
Like, what's the fact that you told me about, like, 3,000 calories to, like...
Oh, yeah. So it's like, I was talking to someone about this yesterday as well. So to gain a pound of fat, you need to eat 3,500 calories above your maintenance. So there's about 3,500 calories in a pound of fat. So you have to eat. So if my maintenance is 3,000 calories, that means I would have to eat 6,500 calories in a day.
Which would be so hard.
A pound of fat, which would be so hard. And even if I did do that, well, that's a pound of fat that I would probably just lose the next day when
by drinking some water.
And when I ate back to normal again. So that's even like, oh, if you've gone out for a meal and you're worried that you've like eaten too much and, you know, you've got a rest day the next day and you're, you know, thinking you should eat less and because you can't go to the gym to burn off what you've eaten. Just kill that idea in your mind.
What is it doing? What is it doing for you? Absolutely nothing.
You have to think of your health and your fitness goals as a long-term average. Like, honestly, a couple of nights is not going to do anything. Like, fitness is just...
It's a journey.
Yeah, and it requires a long-term perspective.
Yeah,
and
if you progress is never linear.
Yeah, I completely agree. If you can't, like, zoom out and think of things in the long run, like, realistically, what is a meal out going to do?
And it's... Except make memories and enjoy it.
Yes, and also, I don't know if you have the same thing, Paris, but it's also just not as many calories as your head is telling you.
No.
Like, a meal out is not... A meal is probably not going to reach 3,500 calories over your maintenance that you need to be at to gain like an extra pound of fat.
Yeah.
And I remember it was like around Easter and this fact was getting like spiraled out and it was like, yeah, you can eat like 10 Easter eggs.
Oh yeah.
And and like you maybe would gain like a kilo or something. I don't know what it is, but it's
that's so dumb.
I know. It's so yeah,
that's a TW. Yeah, because it's so wrong.
That's why you just have to think of everything in like in a long term,
like genuinely
perspective.
I agree with what you just said because when I actually like have started counting my macros, which is basically like the amount of grams I have in my diet, which is protein, fats, and carbs. As I've done that, I've become way more educated on what the energy values of food actually is. I'm like, oh my god, I can go and have a pizza, I can go have a burger, I can go and have all of this stuff when I want it, because I am like someone that is an active, has an active lifestyle. And not that it doesn't matter, but the fact that I move a lot and still are healthy and sit down a lot and have days that are active and have rest days, I'm just like happy that I have the balance that I can be okay with having a rest day the next day or being inactive for 3 months and still eating a pizza and a burger and a pint and still living the life, because I'm not missing out on anything to miss out on 10% of my life to weigh 10% less.
Exactly. So it's just like, I think as well, if you take it down to the macro level and the perspective of that, there are so many good things in pizzas and burgers. Like, if you get a pizza and it's got like prawns on it, it's got a source of protein on it. If you get a burger and it's like meat, you've got your carbs covered.
Yeah,
you've got
it's
your
a very,
protein covered.
Yeah.
I mean, your fat's covered. If there's oil on the pizza, it's actually like a good source of food.
Yeah. Okay, I can't agree with the McDonald's burgers because there's a lot of like preservatives in it. But if you have like a burger at a restaurant or a pizza at a restaurant, that's more likely to be actually include a lot of like vitamins and minerals, like even the like vitamins or minerals in the tomato paste on a pizza. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, still vegetables. Yeah. I think to be fair to the McChicken sandwich, it definitely has at least like 16 grams of protein in it.
Okay, I can't advocate for it because I've seen some gross videos of like the crap they put in it.
Don't tell me.
Sorry. I do love like an egg McMuffin and a hash brown though.
Yeah, I would just live in ignorance of the.
It's fine. It's better to do that.
My friend
used to work at Mackey's.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
I'll tell you one thing.
Okay.
Never order the veggie dippers.
I would never order the veggie dippers good, anyway. So.
I did that few too many times and I will never ever order them again.
Oh my god, I don't want to know because I probably I can't.
If you've listened this far, write on our next post, don't eat the veggie dippers.
That's how we'll know the real ones.
Yeah, also Q&A pending for our next one.
Yes. Oh my gosh,
so keep an eye out on both of our stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, send us your questions.
Some juicy questions.
Some juicy cues.
Some science, some boys, some gym tips.
Gym tips.
God, I can't sound more boring.
Gym tips, don't cry.
Yeah,
facts. That was literally me today and I couldn't find the piece of equipment that I needed and I was like, Paris, do you know where the kettlebells are?
I found them, they're in the studio.
No, basically I was looking for like the 20 kg one and I was like, oh, right. Someone's like put it, like someone's taking it away. I could not find it anywhere. Did not think about the fact that actually there are other people in the gym who use
and
someone equipment.
Else is using
someone
it.
Else had it. And I literally, I was fuming. I was like, oh my god, like they've got rid of this kettlebell, like why would they get rid of like the heavy, and I was just like so angry, and then this guy just comes and puts it down and I was like, oh,
what the hell, what
are the chances?
All right guys, that's it for this week.
Yeah, gosh, the next time you guys hear from me I would have done my first final year exam.
That's quite scary.
I know.
But also, we've got 2 weeks apart. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, no more.
Wait, this is so sad.
It is really, really sad. Okay, but well, we will still be podcasting.
Yeah, obviously.
And then maybe a special guest in the shape of Jimmy in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay, I'll just get one of my other girlfriends on it. God. Deal with this.
So, take home from today, guys. You do not earn food from exercise. And regardless of whether you've exercised or not, you still gotta eat and you still gotta eat the same.
You still gotta get that fuel. And fuel equals fat ass.
Exactly. Fat ass. I was telling my friend this yesterday. I was like, if I'm ever like gonna go to bed knowing I've got like 100 or 200 calories left or something, I never let myself actually go to bed without eating it, because I'm like, I
Molly's got
ass.
A lot of performance goals, so she does count her calories, but yeah. Like,
yeah, I do count my calories, not in a toxic way, thank god. Yeah. But yeah, I do not like, I think of that juicy booty and I go
big fat ass.
Go eat my crumpets.
Big beefy A.
Beefy A.
Okay, that's okay, enough, guys. Otherwise I'm gonna say some more offside things.
See you later, guys.